attention animal lovers, as this one is for you. Meet publisher, editor, author, Janet Vormetag. May I add, animal advocate. Janet here to talk on a couple of hats she wears, her magazine devoted to companion animals, cats, and dogs. Plus, her latest release is out, Dog 281. We do the introductions. Good morning to you, Janet.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. Of course, you well-known in the journalistic venue because you're a Grand Valley grad, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. How has your career journey flourished? Did you know you wanted to write a book and publish magazines?
No, I didn't. I've always been a reader, and I think everybody who reads at some point thinks about writing, but I never felt I had anything to write about.
Yes.
And then when I went
do.
Back to school when I was 38, I took a journalism class just because it sounded like fun, and I fell in love with writing.
And here you are talking about it on the radio. Ooh, exciting. Yes. Well, have you always been an animal lover?
Yes.
Yes. Have you always had dogs? / cats.
Yes.
Chickens.
That's why the magazine is Cats and Dogs. I'm more of a cats person.
Yeah, I have to be careful with that.
Dog person. I had horses growing up, had a pet pig at one point.
Okay. All right, they can be the best pets, I understand.
That's when I became a vegetarian, is when I had a pet pig.
Okay, that's a whole other interview, you bet on that. Let's talk about what you need to educate our listeners on. First of all, let's put your author hat on. Dog 281, Janet... I mean, the front cover is somewhat can put someone into an emotional thought. You have what might be a beagle behind bars. What's the intent of this publication?
The intent is to let people realize that not every dog has a happy ending.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the novel is about a woman whose dog gets stolen and her quest to get it back.
Described as a story of redemption, love, and rediscovery. So let's talk on the storyline. That would be, I would think, a worst fear is not only to have a dog get out of your house and never be found, but your star of the show, Allison Cavera, finds herself with dogs being stolen. Talk to me a little bit about the storyline.
Well, Allison is originally from Chicago, and she had a son who died from leukemia, and then her marriage fell apart. And her grandparents lived up near Ludington. I have a fictional town called Pearline. And when things were getting rough in Chicago, she decided to go live with her grandmother. And she was there for about 2 weeks when her dogs were stolen. So she goes to the local animal shelter looking for them. And one of the volunteers tells her that you should go look out at a certain kennel, that there's a Class B animal dealer in sometimes the missing dogs end up there, and then he sells them for research.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course we read about that. Who is this dog on the front cover?
That is a dog named Mama, who was down at the Allegan County Animal Shelter. From the magazine, I work with a lot of the local rescue groups and shelter people, and I needed a picture of a beagle, and they said I could come down and take a picture of her.
Do we know if this dog's been placed?
Yes. She was actually adopted the very same day I was there. I took photos of two beagles, and that day someone came in looking for a beagle, couldn't decide which one they wanted, and they took them both.
What kind of research did you have to do for Dog 281?
I did quite a bit, but then I've been involved in animal rights, animal welfare for so many years. A lot of it is information I had in my head. And actually, the story was inspired by my sister's dog that went missing back in the
'cause there is some truth to this, yes?
It's a novel, but it's inspired by a true incident. Because my sister's dog went missing from Greenville back in the year 2000. And I helped her, and we did everything you need to do to find a dog. We put up posters, hundreds of posters, maybe thousands. She hired a pet detective.
Is that what you recommend if we come home and one of our dogs is gone?
Posters, I think, is good. Nowadays, Craigslist is getting to be a popular place to post for lost animals. But she ran an ad in the Greenville Daily News for a year. And no matter what we did, that dog did not come home.
Yes. So not a good ending to that story.
No.
Yes. Again, I'll save the ultimate ending with an epilogue for the reader. Is this book out where all books are sold?
It's on Amazon, and I just have it as a Kindle version last week, so you can get it as an e-book. It's also in a lot of local businesses, including the three Schuler stores in Grand Rapids.
Do you go into the testing of products of animals? Do you you open our eyes to some of these things that are out there that we might not know about. And
yes.
And you've done your investigation on this, I trust.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, one reviewer had us laughing, crying, and thinking what I would do if something like this happened to me. So I trust there was a storyline. So Dog 281, authored by you, Janet Wormatag. Cats and Dogs, a magazine devoted to companion animals. Let's put that hat on. I hold in my hand, thanks to you, the latest four issues from February to present day of May. And it is important that you spotlight those animals who need our help. What's the history of cats and dogs?
I was a correspondent for the Grand Rapids Press for 10 years after I graduated from Grand Valley. In the year 2006, things were starting to change. I wrote mainly for the community section, and they decided to do away with the community section. So there wasn't enough work to keep me busy. And the one thing I really enjoyed writing about was animals. So I just brainstormed on what I could do, and this thought popped into my mind to start a magazine, and I could not shake it.
Isn't that interesting how you stayed awake some nights? This is supported, I know, it's a free publication.
Yes, it is.
Supported by your advertisers. Yes. So let's visit the advertisers that are present in here. And what is the bulk of your messages? Yes, lots of dogs too, but you've got some nice articles in here.
Primarily, I really push adopting from the local shelters, the local rescue groups, and supporting your local rescue groups. And, of course, spay-neuter. You know, when I started, there was the one spay-neuter clinic, CSNP, and now there's a spay-neuter express, and another spay-neuter clinic opened up in Fruitport, the West Michigan spay-neuter clinic. And every June, I publish statistics from the area shelters of how many animals they take in and what happens to them, how many are adopted, how many return to their owners, and how many are euthanized. And it's amazing how
many
animals are euthanized.
Good animals are euthanized. I know, my self-disclosure, just adopting one from a shelter in Indiana and one from the Kent County Animal Shelter, I shudder to think these two dogs are obviously sweeties. Shudder to think that they may have had their number up and they have personalities, and we can talk about that all day long. So obviously we don't want to dwell on that, but we do want to, I trust, per your reason, get out there, and if you're looking for an animal, this is where you go.
Yes, go to your local shelters, go to your local rescues, and I do list in the back of the magazine some of the rescues, and I think the last count there's 38 rescue groups or so
there
in
really
West Michigan,
are,
and that's
they?
That's probably not all of them. They do amazing work.
And again, it's a good deal. You get your shots and your neutering and spaying.
You can't beat it. Let me tell you, you can adopt a cat for $50, $75, and it's been tested for feline leukemia. It's spayed, neutered. It's up to date on its vaccines, wormed.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Where do we find the Cats and Dogs publication?
It's in about 300 different locations in West Michigan. A lot of the bookstores, restaurants, coffee shops, vet offices.
Yep, here we are. You got the ad on the Bissell Blocktail Party. We're going to be talking about that and attending that. I'm not sure which dog I'll be taking. What else, Janet? What must we know when it comes to your expertise?
Well, in the magazine, I highlight some of the different rescue groups, and most of them are in there because they have a sponsor. If you notice on each page, there's a sponsor like Safe Haven Spay Neuter Express pays for them to have a page in here every month.
So my donations to the rescue, there are reasons why when they ask for time, treasure, or talent, the treasures could go from them to pay you to make this
or
happen.
Or here, Wolf Song Enterprises up in Muskegon pays to have an ad in here every month for Pound Buddies. And, one of the trends I'm starting to see is rescue groups taking over management of the shelters. For example, Pound Buddies just about a year ago took over operations of the county shelter in Muskegon. Okay. Used to be called Vector Control. And actually last year down in Allegan, Wishbone Pet Rescue took over management. They actually signed a contract with the county and they manage the shelters.
And I hope there's communication between the shelters. In other words, if a particular breed comes through and I think there's communication more
and
so than there used to
be. And that's another trend. When I publish the numbers of what happens to the animals that come into the shelters. One of the categories is transfers, and you're starting to see a high number of animals being transferred out, and those are going to area rescue groups.
Who have their pulse on what's needed. I like, again, your community resource guide. You're reminding us where to buy the best dog treats. I've used the services of Sleepy Hollow Pet Cemetery twice, and Sparkle and Taylor sit with me and watch the other dogs play. Cat furniture, that's kind of cool.
Yes, they've been an advertiser, I think, almost from day one, and primarily because I have cats. He makes really unique cat mountains, one of a kind. He'll come to your home, figure out where you want to put it, so he takes measurements, how big, what colors he should put into it, and then he delivers it.
That's nice. Do you have guest writers in your magazine every once in a while?
Yes, quite a few. This one, Life with Sally, that's a friend of mine, Tricia McDonald, and when I started the magazine, she had this crazy little dog named Sally. I says, why don't you start writing? And it's become one of the more popular columns in the magazine.
Life with Sally, the little white dog tales, or still spinning tales. There you are.
Yes, she's actually has two books out now, collections of the stories of Sally.
I can understand where one would think about that. Dog 281, back with that hat on. Are you doing any book signings? How are you getting the word out on this?
Slowly working on it. Going to be at the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival at Must Love Dogs Boutique. She said we could come and sign books and sell books there. And I do have a website, and I do post on the website where I will be.
Great. What is that website?
It's my name, JanetVormittag.com.
Spell that VORMITTAG. Janet, in closing, what's our action item?
Well, one of the action items, I did just get some information from the Humane Society of the United States, and there is a Pet Safety and Protection Act. It's House Bill 2256, and it's to prohibit the use in research of dogs and cats obtained through Class B dealers from random sources such as pet theft and free-to-good home ads. So they ask that you call, email, or write your legislators to let them know your view on the bill. So to support that bill, Pet Safety and Protection Act.
Yes. What are your future plans? Continue with your cats and dogs publications, right?
Yes.
Going to write another book?
Yes.
Yes.
Already started it.
Oh, that's good, Janet.
My goal, too, is I also want to get into writing screenplays. I would love to see it as a movie.
Mm-hmm. There we are. That's true. Hey, Marley and me, he's been there, done that. That's no doubt. Janet Vormittag, of course, janetvormittag.com for more information. Pick up your Cats and Dogs magazine out and about, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Dog 281
as
well.
They're both on Facebook, too, so if you need to find a location where you can pick up the magazine or buy the book, you can go on Facebook and contact me.
I should mention that first, as much as I use it. Dog 281, Cats and Dogs, a magazine devoted to companion animals. So you have how many cats at home?
I don't say anymore.
Okay, good. Ooh, I feel better. thank you, Janet, for your good time.
Thank you.